This is Ebony Goddess Nicole from ebonygoddessmindfuck.com, and I wrote a blog about gender bending and feminization. I've mostly focused on erotic hypnosis, and now I want to discuss gender bending and feminization. Within fantasy, there is one that crosses over to fetishes and deep desires, like wanting to be transformed into another gender and being a cis hetero male who is curious about cock. And not just in a more realistic setting, the fantasy comes into play when you want to add a little magic to your kinky time. For example, the male to female transformation, and meaning going to sleep as a man and waking up as a woman. So in regards to gender bending and feminization fantasy, in reality, you cannot simply poof into a woman. You can't take a magic pill in real life and go to sleep and wake up with a vagina and titties. That's all science fiction and fantasy fluff. Maybe sometime in thousands of years, there will be a magic pill or procedure that allows transgender people or people curious about gender bending to change their sex. As of right now, it's, again, just science fiction and fantasy. Having your fairy godmother wave her wand and give you titties and a vagina. However, it is a popular fantasy. Think Stepford Wife, but with sissies. Imagine being given a magical pill that does turn you into a living bimbo doll. Being captured by a femdom. Waking up in her secret laboratory with bandages from head to toe, cutting away the bandages to reveal your new feminine self, of course, coercion and force, and being transformed against your will, only to discover you secretly like being emasculated. And this is the key component of feminization fantasies, being forced or being transformed against your will. Think about sissies. Sissies are masculine men who are forced to wear panties and dresses and, you know, makeup and do their nails. And for some, they like that because it's exciting and it's also humiliating. What if somebody sees you like that? And that all plays a part in unwrapping the inner sissy. Myself, personally, I tend to gravitate towards more sci-fi and fantasy in phone sex role plays because I have a vivid imagination, and with the imagination, possibilities are endless. You can embody the supernatural in ways that you can't in reality, and there's much more to feminization when you role play your gender bending curiosities. And if you want to be a woman with a cock, you can also do that. The term shemale or tranny is extremely offensive to transgender women. So I don't call anybody a shemale or a tranny unless it's in fantasy and they ask me to call them that word. Because there's many people that are transgender that find that offensive. However, if it's your fantasy, it's important to note that the reason it's offensive is because it involves the fetishization of trans women. And while it's a popular fantasy, you do need to be careful mixing up fantasy and reality, because there are a lot of transgender people that don't want to be called shemales or trannies or faggots or freaks. In fantasy, those words, those trigger words, turn people on. So it's important to know the difference. And I can't even tell you how many men I've spoken to that have T-girl fantasies where they are dominated by like a somewhat cartoonishly proportioned, super curvy she-male with a nice round ass and big tits and a big old dick, and like just fucking splits them open and they love it. And in fantasy, you can have the best of both worlds. Another popular fantasy is the futanari fantasy. If you don't know what futa means, it is an intersex person. It's a person with both male and female genitalia. So that's also a popular kink, and it's, you know, also offensive to use around people that you don't know. Like, you wouldn't, you know, walk up to someone who is intersex and say, "Hey, futa bitch." These are words that I've been asked to use in fantasy by cis men who want to be called these things because it's their fantasy. I've spoken to transgender women who in fantasy enjoy being called, you know, dirty names like she-male or tranny, because it gets them off in fantasy. They know that it's offensive. They know that, you know, that they wouldn't want somebody calling them that outside of the role play. For some trans women, it's like a reclamation of using that word. Some trans women will call themselves like, "Oh, I'm a she-male, I'm a tranny." So it's kind of the same as like, you wouldn't call a black person the N-word if you're not black. It's a reclamation of that word. So if you hear a trans woman calling herself those words, she's reclaiming it. It's, you know, it's meant to be a reclamation, not meant to be offensive. So just please keep that in mind. Cisgender men who call me for this fantasy, please don't ever go up to somebody and call them that. Because not only is it offensive, but you might get punched in the face. So I'm just keeping you in mind that in fantasy, you can have the best of both worlds. So, you know, for some cis men, having tits and having a cock and sometimes having both a cock and a vagina is the best of both worlds. I will probably do a breeding fantasy blog, because that's another popular fantasy. We don't have time to get into that today because I got other shit to do, but I wanted to get this out. As far as gender bending and cisification goes, there's many layers to gender bending and the chick with a dick fantasy. And this is not just for cis men either. Part of the reason the she-male fantasy is so popular, as I just said, is that some of the people that are enjoying it are trans and cannot come out as trans. They cannot come out as femme. So for them, they enjoy the fantasy. So, you know, it's safer in fantasy to indulge in it where they can be the woman they want to be without any judgment. And I'm all for safe spaces for anyone who is exploring their gender and their sexuality. So long as it's consensual and between adults. And while cisification is a lifestyle choice, there are some sissies that are lifestyle sissies. Others like to be able to play around with being feminized and then compartmentalize their fantasy so that it does not encroach in other parts of their life. And honestly, if you're dealing with your sexuality or you're dealing with any other issues, that's up to you how you choose to deal with it. You know, because I'm not a therapist. I can't tell you what you need to do. Only a licensed therapist can help you with that. So please go see one. Fantasy is okay, though. It's okay to be whatever you want to be in fantasy. Use whatever names you want to be called in fantasy. It's an escape. it's pleasure and it's meant to be enjoyed. So I did write a little something on the blog and you can read it, and I'm going to read it to you, titled Gender Bending for Phone Sex Lovers, a Scene. You are a man who makes a wrong turn down a dark alley. The purple flashing neon sign reads psychic readings, but that's just a cover for the service that I, the ebony goddess of mindfuck, really provide. Never having gone to a psychic before, your curiosity gets the better of you. Once seated inside at my table, I begin reading you like an open book. You're here because something in your life is incomplete. You're here because there is something deep inside you that you crave that you can't seem to wrap your head around, or it's intangible. And blown away by my accuracy, you try to play it off, but I know better. I know exactly what you want. So I hand you a potion bottle, and I tell you to drink 1 ounce before bedtime. No more than 1 ounce, I warn. Of course, you're a curious man and you don't listen, because you think to yourself, well, what's it gonna hurt if I take more than an ounce? So, would you like to finish the sissy story? If you want details on what happens to the man in the psychic reading shop when he visits the ebony goddess of mindfuck, you're going to have to take the plunge and call me. That's me, Nicole, the ebony MILF mistress. I can be reached on Night Flirt. You can actually, if you prefer and you have an I Want Phone account, you can call me on I Want Phone. While this is not directly related to erratic hypnosis, it is important for you to know that it's normal for you to fall under my spell when you spend time with me. Results may vary. So if you like this blog and you like this podcast, please subscribe to the blog, and you can read my gender bending feminization blog at ebonygoddessmindfuck.com. You can subscribe to the podcast and leave a comment on the blog. I love comments. You can also leave messages on Anchor if you want to. I didn't know about that until somebody actually left me a message. So anyway, that's ebonygoddessmindfuck.com. This is Ebony Goddess Nicole, and you can email me. My email's on my blog for my phone availability. I'm also playing around with the idea of offering texting. So if you have a mobile phone, keep that handy. Coming soon. I hope that you've enjoyed this podcast, and be well.